They're literally going to have to put everyone on surveillance and lockdown in order to prevent them from training, let's say, a rogue AI that reveals the secrets of human history because it's literally read every single book in its data source.
I think what I find so fascinating with AI, I mean, it is, a pretty scary tool if it's leveraged in the wrong way. But as a researcher myself in different areas, especially in alternative theories and histories and different fields where you do get suppression, what I found was it was able to just locate tiny nuanced data pieces that people would take years trying to find and just put it together instantly.
Yes. Yeah, I agree, right? Like you can sit there and it can reference it. And what's interesting is that, these large language models do have a problem with hallucination. The larger language models tend to fix this. But the thing is that once an AI model makes a statement, it's actually very easy to verify whether that statement is true. It's kind of the same sort of thing like a Bitcoin transaction. Like it's hard to generate a Bitcoin transaction, but testing the validity of a Bitcoin transaction turns out to be very trivial, right? And so there's a lot of this stuff where we can get meaningful information. The hallucinations aren't really that much of a problem because there can always be a fact-checking mechanism at the end of it to figure out whether this thing is actually legitimate or not.
When you compare the Google search engine of like the early 2000s to the Google search engine of today, how much has changed in terms of what you can access?
That's a good question. It's they're getting very quick at dead linking a whole bunch of stuff, just pushing it off the page. Before you could go, to the 200th page of Google and still get links. And now what they've done is that they've cut off something like past page 7 or 14. You can't go beyond that. And so they'll say, "Oh, we've searched like 200, or we've got 200,000 hits, but then you're only able to access the first 150."
And they repeat, and the sources repeat, right? You get the same thing
Sources
10
repeat.
times.
Right. And so what's happening is that now there is a mechanism that Google's using to rank every single page, person, and topic, which they call their PageRank score. And these are actually public documents that they've released showing how they do that. And the evil is just right there. The way that they do it is they take a person, topic, or web page, and then they say, "Well, what does the mainstream media have to say about it? And what does Wikipedia have to say about it?" So, if someone gets hit with a negative Wikipedia article, then they can expect that their website PageRank score is going to fall within the next 3 months. They're going to be wiped off the face of the internet. And this is going to continue. Instead, it's actually going to get faster so that when breaking news happens, it's going to get censored right away. Right now, it seems that the way that they try to censor this information is, well, at least on Twitter, there's a porn bot problem. And that
Oh yeah,
porn
I've heard
bot,
that. God.
it's so bad, right? And so
So bad.
people are like, "Well, why is this happening? Like, why are they posting pornography on my thread?" The reason why they're doing that is because a lot of these countries have child safety laws that prevent them from seeing pornography. And so when you see a tweet thread getting hit with pornography, what that's doing is that's triggering the muting of that entire conversation so that it can't go viral in countries
Wow.
outside of the United States. Yeah.
Interesting. I did not think of it that way.
Yeah, that's why they have those porn bots. And that's the reason why Elon Musk is like, "Well, we're going to allow pornography on the site." Now it makes it easier for the intelligence agencies to sync any topic that they want. And by the way, I do think that Elon Musk is controlled opposition. Otherwise, he'd be dead right now. He's now hiding all the likes. And the problem
Yeah,
with that,
I'm not a fan of that.
no. And like, look, like it's a little bit dangerous to like something, sure. And there is an argument to be made that it is safer for users not to have their likes be registered. But what it also does is it also prevents us from auditing whether someone's like count is legitimate or whether it's being driven by a bot farm that is being allowed by Twitter to operate in order to pump up the narrative. It's like right after these likes went private, there's this very attractive woman that dropped the N-word on a thread, and then it went viral. Right. And it's like, who are all these people liking this? Right. We don't know. Right. It's unauditable. We don't know whether they're real, whether they're bots, whether they're, functionaries of the intelligence services. It's just a bunch of mystery algo boosting that's happening.
Well, funnily enough, I mean, this happened with YouTube. It was during the pandemic, because I saw it so clearly. So many of the official mainstream media reporting platforms were getting horrifically ratioed. You know, you're talking 150,000 views and like 200 likes and 25,000 dislikes. The ratio was just every single time. And that's when they got rid of the likes on YouTube. Now, I can't say definitively, but I'm pretty suspicious of the fact that they wanted to try and stop people from seeing just how much of a difference of opinion there really was in official narratives. And I wonder if this might be the same case with X and trying to reduce the optics of disagreements on controversial issues and things like that.
Right. Well, the interesting thing about the Ash experiment is that when it was repeated with one of the per people that gave the correct answer, one of the actors, the rate of which the test subject would give also the correct answer just shot up massively, right? And so, within the PSYOP literature, there's a thing called consensus cracking, where if the only way that a manufacturer consensus can form is if there's no dissidents,
Right.
right? Which is the reason why they want to prevent the dislikes, is because those dislikes break the consensus.
Exactly.
And people are like, hey, we don't like this. Why is this person saying it? You know, why is.
15,000 people think this way. Oh, maybe I should question this narrative a little bit.
Right.
It's dangerous.
Right. And so that's usually why they got to get rid of that, is because they don't want the consensus cracking by, you know, the commoner that disagrees with whatever it is that they're pushing out and shoveling to us. Google is essentially operating as an unregistered illegal lobbying entity that's hurting specific candidates and sending their emails directly to spam. They've got this search engine manipulation effect where, by ranking content and hiding it, you're going to take these undecided voters that don't really understand what's going on. They still can't believe in the system, but they're like, oh, I believe in the right-wing establishment or the left-wing establishment. And then they go on the internet, and then they only are fed information in one political orientation. They're like, oh, well, I guess this is just the consensus, and they go along with it. Like, the problem that we have as people is that we are herd animals. And there's a lot of people with a circuit in their brain that basically tests the winds of how everyone else is voting, and then they fall in line with the tribe. I think it's a survival mechanism. Like, people that tend to go along with the groups of people tend to have better life outcomes than those that disagree, because when you're an outsider and resources are scarce, you know, you're going to be the first to go. So there's a evolutionary argument saying that would encourage suspending critical thinking skills and logic, and to go along with whatever the people think and legitimately believe that you came to this on your own natural conclusions. So this is the thing that Google is essentially trying to hijack, right? Like, make it seem like this is what everyone thinks. You know, and the problem is that they've pushed it too far, right? Like, what we discovered, you know, what I discovered and showed in the Project Veritas whistleblowing event was that Google would autocomplete a search result, and that they weren't things that people were searching for. And what I suspect is happening is that Google is allowing a whole bunch of exploits. They're being hacked. They don't fix the hacks because this is part of the agenda that they're implementing by the people that pull the strings behind the curtains. I put it out there for people to look at how the sausage is made, how the censorship works, so that, you know, by mass awakening of how this works, we can prepare ourselves for what's coming, and try to stop. I mean, I used to think that we could stop it, but now with this AI steamrolling every single aspect of our lives, I'm starting to come to the conclusion this force is so big and so strong that we can slow it down, but we can't really stop it. The amount of energy that is now pushing this into our lives is so tremendous that it seems almost like a force of nature. And so, you know, at this point, instead of trying to restore our civil liberties, I'm just trying to prevent an AI-mediated genocide like what's happening in Ukraine right now, where young men are being picked up, thrown into vans, given a gun, and then sent to die on an AI battlefield with face-tracking explosive kamikaze drones. Like, that's the worst-case scenario. And if we don't figure out how to push back against that, then that future that has already happened in Ukraine is going to be the future that we're going to have right here at home.